And this is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Have you guys ever seen Bozo Dubbed Over?
WRUV FM Burlington. You're listening to Bozo Dubbed Over with me, DJ Momo, and I have a very special guest today. Come introduce yourself up close to the mic.
Hi, my name is Abby.
That's Abby. That's my sister, and she's live on air. She's in the stew today. She's in a chair right now that's awkwardly shorter than mine because there's no mic two, and so she just has to like put her head up like a giraffe, like evolving to eat leaves. But it should work fine. Hey, how have you been liking Burlington, Abby?
I'm having a blast. I'm so happy to be here.
Wow, this is really wonderful news. And we also have some more friends in the stew. Some shadowers, but also my friends. Do you want to say hi? Do you want to shout hi? Do you want to come here? Do you want to do anything? Oh, wow, that was sensual. It was just a really quiet little whisper. It's really exciting. We're gonna have more of my friends joining soon. They're just getting some din-din in their stomachs. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about, but Abby does. Abby, what do you have to say to our audience?
Dear listener, when is the last time you touched grass, really wiggled your toes in it? Earthing, also known as grounding, is the practice of connecting to the Earth's natural healing energy. You can practice grounding or earthing by simply taking a walk outside barefoot. If that's not your thing, there are many alternatives with similar benefits, such as grounding shoes, which still allow electrons to flow freely from the earth and the body, as well as the indoor grounding setups for sleeping and sitting. Why should you be walking around barefoot, you might ask? What are the health benefits of such a strange practice? Shoes, or more accurately, their rubber and plastic insulated soles, which proliferated following the Second World War, prevent the flow of energy, frequency, and electricity between the earth and you. Connecting with the earth, such as while walking barefoot, has been shown to reduce pain, muscle soreness, stress, and inflammation while improving sleep, circulation, vitamin D production, red blood cell count, and nervous system regulation. How does this all work? Well, the earth has a natural electric charge, and when we make contact with it, in the absence of insulating shoes and obstructions, free electrons flow from the earth into our bodies, creating neutral electrical charges which reduce excess free radicals. These excess free radicals can cause inflammation and disease, but on an even more basic level, Earth is a conductor and our bodies are made mostly of water and minerals, which love to conduct the electrons Earth has to give. Next time you set up for a stroll or find yourself sitting in the park, consider practicing grounding and exchanging free electrons with Earth. Be sure to stay safe and wash your feet while checking out all the benefits Earth has to give. This message has been brought to you by our groovy, grounded DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Wow. Thank you for that. That was hefty. Cool. Okay. I don't really have much else to say. We'll plan out some better segments, some good bits to riff with. I've had some things happen to me this week, and the whole Burlington area is about to hear about it. It's gonna be awesome. And what do we have next? Yeah, really big, feminine, beautiful, fun little show today. We're gonna get some sleigh bells on air. How's about that? Are you happy? Are we excited? I sure hope so. This is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, and I'm DJ Momo, and you're listening to Bozo Dubbed Over!
Every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six sets, straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun. Thank you.
that was Glitter by Eliza McLam. Prior to that was Fake French by Le Tigre. That first one was Real Real by Sleigh Bells. And I forgot to say what opened the show was My Sister by the Juliana Hatfield 3, which just seemed apt considering the company in the stew today. Yeah, wanted to give a few shout outs. Gonna give a few shout outs to my mom and Mrs. Kenny, who are listening from my home right now and they're hanging out. I love that so much for you guys. Who else? Oh yeah, to our dad and my grandparents and Lily and Poppy and Ani Bean, the Uncle Steve. They're all listening too. Really wonderful, really wonderful. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, and our friend Nason, of course, who's chatting up a storm in our chat. Hey, send us a chat, by the way. Go to the website and, you know, ask us questions. We're a really peculiar sibling duo. We just have kind of distinct off-putting energies that combine in really strange ways and just make like a kind of nuclear disaster every time we're in the same room together. So take advantage of that because we're on air and our ears are open to your questions and things. So yeah, it's really wonderful. Oh, you wanted to tell a little story, didn't you, about what our dad did to you on the highway today? Because you— this is Abby, my sister. She drove up today from Massachusetts to Vermont. And what did my dad do while you were driving in this car?
Okay, well, technically I only drove half the way. But as I was driving, we were on the highway, and I see my dad taking money out of his wallet. And I say, hey, what's that for? And he's like, oh, you know, for the toll on I-89. And I was like, the toll? Like, there's a toll? Like, and you have to pay in cash? You can't use, like, the Easy Pass? And he was like, that's a fee. And I was like, do I need to show my license? And he was like, yeah. And he started taking out like my license and taking out coins because he said they've raised the price to exactly $22.50. And I was like, that seems really precise. And we keep driving and he's being so serious. He's like, you can't be rude. You can't be chewing gum. I asked him for gum because my ears were popping. And he was like, no, you can't chew gum. Like, that's rude. And so we get to the place and he keeps preparing me. And like some guy like takes an exit off and he goes, that guy's smart. And we find— we reached the place where he claims this is, and there's nothing there. And he's like, "No, they must have taken it out." And I was like, "Taken it out?" I was like, "You're sure that's where it was?" And I look over, and he's just smirking. He made the whole thing up. The whole thing. None of it was true. He was just looking to see if he had cash, and that's where it all started. Wow. I just like thought he had a reason, but I guess not. So yeah, that was not— it was a lie. It was a crazy lie.
Our dad is a creative like artist. Truly, like, I think the best part, I assume, of having kids is being able to lie to them, and definitely gonna use that one someday. Also gonna use how he convinced our cousins that he had a tail growing up. I'm also a really big fan of that one, and I really think that it could be convincing because, like, you know, you don't want to pull it out, but it's in there. Yeah, it's there. It's in the pants. Anyway, we're gonna get back to some lovely, lovely tunes. We're gonna get some Liz Phair going in here. How's about that? I know some people in our audience will be real excited to hear that. So, yeah, I hope that you enjoy and stay tuned for some more awesome music.
Honey, I'm spiraling. The web that I'm tangled in just isn't built for two. So before I let you in, tread lightly, just tread lightly. I've made enough mistakes to fill up the ocean's babe. And when it rains, it pours. So if you're feeling brave, come on, try me. Come on, try me. 'Cause it's not like in the movies. You come over, try to fix me. So you thought this would be easy. Honey, where's the fun in that? So I'm told I kill the mood. I only darken every room I'm in. If you can face the facts, go ahead. Watch Real Housewives.
You're such a f***ing liar, Camille.
'Cause it's not like in the movies. You come over, try to fix me. So you thought this would be easy. Anyways, the fun in that. So I'm told I kill the mood. I only darken every room I'm in. If you can face the facts, go ahead. And baby, die.
Point one WRV FM Burlington. That was Dive by Holly Humberstone. Prior to that was Houseboat by Slow Pulp, and that first one was May Queen by Liz Phair. What did I say we were gonna talk about? Oh yeah, something that I learned. Abby, I know you've been on break, so you've probably been learning nothing unless you've been going out in the world and getting street smart. What did you learn?
Well, when I was driving up here, I learned that it's not merging unless you're just entering the highway for the first time, because I thought whenever you switched lanes, that was merging.
I think that is merging.
I think so too, but Dad says it's
Dad
not.
Dad says it's, well, literally, what else is that called?
I don't know. He's lied about a lot today, so
he's,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a big fat liar. Don't listen to our parents.
Yeah. No, Mom doesn't lie.
Oh, yeah,
lie.
Okay. Yeah, Mom doesn't lie. Dad's a liar.
Dad's a liar.
It's like the angel and the devil on the shoulder, like in Tom and Jerry.
Yes, wait, yeah. I love Tom and Jerry.
I know you love Tom and Jerry. Abby and I were raised on Tom and Jerry. Like, we have a brain, like, we have a lobe in our brain that's, like, solely Tom and Jerry, because we would just watch the same DVDs in the car of the same Tom and Jerry skits. And it really definitely affected my development, at least. Like, I just think only in cartoon tropes now. The thing I learned this week, though, that was cool, I was in my astronomy lecture, and I decided to actually ask a question, because we were talking about, like, why we have blue skies and why we have like sunsets and sunrises that are like orange. And it turns out that it's because of the way that the light refracts through like the atmospheric space dust and stuff. And then I raised my hand, and he called on me, and I said, well, why are sunsets like prettier some days than other days? And he was like, well, it just has to do with the amount of atmospheric space dust there is at a given moment, which is so cool. And then the sun set that day, and I like saw that it was orange, and I was like, wait, it's because there's a bunch of space dust today. And I thought that was really interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Who else? Does anyone else have something to share? I see Grim walking up so eagerly. And Em is here! And Madigan! We have some guests here, too. Come here, Grim. Tell us.
I have
us.
Something that I learned.
What did you learn, Grim?
It was actually a little bit ago.
Okay.
But it really was prevalent in my life this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone knows, but, like, cows don't always produce milk. They only produce milk after they had babies.
Well, yes.
I thought...
Because they're mammals, but... Oh.
I thought cows were special, and, like, they were just always able to produce milk, and, like, they were cool.
Because they're the milk animal.
Yeah, they're the milk animal. I thought they had a special gene. But, like,
surely.
No, after a certain part after having a baby, I should know the time limit for my animal
That's
science
crazy.
Class. But, like, after a certain limit, they can't produce more milk, and they have to have a new baby.
Oh my god.
That's wild.
That is insane. I actually didn't, like, account that into, like, my mental image of dairy farming.
I literally, that's why, like, they do artificial insemination, so they can have a baby, and then they can...
Oh my gosh, and then they get the milk.
Yeah, the dairy industry's really interesting. I had a full lecture on lactation this week.
We just got a chat from our friend Batman, is their alias. No way about the cows. So, you know, jury's still out. I'm gonna wrap this segment, and then we'll come back and we'll like do some more funky fresh talking, and you're gonna hear a really good song by Howdy called True Love, and then some more. And so I hope that you stick around.
Tell me how. to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask you that stranger was, you'll just say,
cross fade in the night, have a smoke.
90.1 WREV FM Burlington. That was Me Before You by Bleachers. New song. That one's from my dad. He loves Bleachers. Part of that was She's Acting Single. I'm in parentheses, I'm Drinking Double, which is a cover of a Gary Stewart song, I believe, by Wednesday. And the first one was True Love by Howdy. Yeah, what else? What do we gotta say? What?
Hi, Sam.
Oh, Abby says hi to her friend Sam. Megan, you want to talk to your cowboy?
Hey.
We have a cowboy in the stew.
Hot ass, I miss you. Wow. This is Cowboy tuning in from the great state of Vermont. I love Molly and their radio show.
Oh, please. You're too kind. That just made me blush real hard. My cheeks turned really red and I pissed. I peed in my pants.
Anything for you, Molly.
Wow, that's really sweet. Okay. Oh, you have an announcement to make too about to our Nana. please tell the story to our audience. This is okay. A funny story.
So yesterday was my Nana's birthday. Happy birthday, Nana. And we went out to lunch and I took a picture of her because I got her this candle, but it kind of didn't look like a candle. So she was holding it by the wick and I was like, yeah, you're supposed to carry it around like that so it makes you smell better. And then I took a picture of her and I photoshopped a stink cloud onto it and I sent it to our family group chat. But the thing is, no one noticed. And I just wanted to tell everyone who is listening right now from our family that there was a stink cloud photoshopped on, but no one said anything, and I feel like my hard work has gone unnoticed. So I love you guys though.
That's right, folks. If you belong to the O'Shea family group chat and you're listening right now, please go and scroll up to that photo, because that stink cloud was apparently not supposed to be there. Although I know my Nana and I know she is emitting those clouds like crazy. Sorry, Nana, I'm joking. I love my Nana banana. Anyway, I'm getting laughs in the stew. Sometimes I feel like just walking out like that episode of Seinfeld when he like tells a good joke and then he leaves. Okay, I'm gonna go and get back to the freaking music. Oh my gosh, we're gonna get so groovy in the studio in just a moment, okay? It's gonna be actually crazy. You're gonna hear a song called The Camera Loves Me by the Would Be Goods, and it's actually like so fun. So I hope that you enjoy it.
Oh, Mr. Beaton, what shall I do? They want my picture taken, so they send me round to you. Give us a smile, and I'll just zoom in. Another little butterfly stuck on the pin. The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. Another gin and tonic and I'm yours for sure. They never took my photograph like this before. My single lens reflex is a little bit slow. I'll put another film in and we'll give it a go. The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. But behind the camera, there's you. Goodness gracious, and who's to blame? It really must be my fault for being so vain. Now the session's over and it's time to go. Am I just another shot in your portfolio? The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. Ooh, the camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me.
capsize my equilibrium. Kneeling out of pleasure at your throne. Well, I can take the knife out on my own.
You run to dress with your heart. At least enough to fall apart again.
90.1 WREV FM Burlington. That was Canyon by Kelly Deal 6000. Prior to that was Vicious One by Jane Leo. That's a new track. There was also Teenage Girl by Cherry Glazer. That was the one I was like, Teenage Girl. And then that first one was The Camera Loves Me by the Would Be Goods. You're listening to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington, and I'm DJ Momo, and this is Bozo Dubbed Over. Figured I'd say that since it's now 7 o'clock.